Not fair. It doesn't seem fair that the wife is expected to honor and obey her husband, even though he has not earned the right. Yet she must also earn the right to be loved. If she has to honor him regardless of how he acts, why shouldn't he love her regardless of how she acts? If my husband were talking to men, he would tell them to love their wives regardless of how they act. But remember, this is me, the aged woman, telling young girls what they can do to make a heavenly marriage. You cannot command your husband to love you, and you have no right to expect him to love you when you are unlovely. But God has provided a way for a woman to cause her husband to love and cherish her. God gave us ladies some keys to the avenues of a man's heart. God made it so that we can actually inspire him into fulfilling his God-ordained duty. His very nature is made to respond to us if we will only treat him with reverence. A man does not have such power to influence his wife. Women are not built with the same response mechanisms. God did not give men the wonderful promise he gave to women, that they can win their wives with proper behavior. But women have a beautiful hope based on the promises of God. The Tale of the Purple Flowers PJ Girl. Just last week, while I sat in my van in the parking lot of Walmart, waiting for my daughter, I watched the people as they walked into the store. It was an interesting study in human relations. Of the 25 or so couples who walked into the store together, only 3 of them were touching each other, and those 3 ladies were the only ones smiling out of the 25 I observed. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the prettiest, all 3 of these gals were 1s or 2s. One lady looked several hard years older than her young, tall, handsome husband. He had a delighted smile on his face as he watched her every move, possessively leading her by the arm. It was clear that she was enjoying telling him her tale. I could see it was a good story because he threw his head back and laughed freely just as they walked through the door. He was enjoying his woman. Another couple passed by, quietly, deliberately brushing up against each other, saying nothing, but the woman's smile said everything. The 3rd smiling couple took the award of the day. He was a muscled-up, gorgeous hunk, and she was almost past describing. She was wearing flannel PJ bottoms that were cut off just above the knees. The shortened pants had 5-inch purple flowers scattered over the white, almost see-through material. She was short and at least 50 pounds overweight, with most of the extra weight bouncing in the skin-tight PJ shorts. Her hair was chopped off in an ugly cut and really greasy. Her gorgeous hunk had her in a headlock hug. She was laughing and poking him in the ribs while hollering for him to let her go. You would have thought he was hugging Miss America by the way he was grinning. He was really enjoying his purple-flowered sweetie. I caught his eye and he grinned back at me, not one bit embarrassed. That gal had totally won his heart and my respect. He was proud to be her man. Of all those beautiful girls who had walked into Walmart while I waited, it was this gal who was publicly being adored and appreciated. I suspect that she has never removed her husband's hugging arm for any reason, much less to save her hairdo. She has accepted all of his overtures with thanksgiving and delight. In the coming pages, we will discuss how we need to cook, clean, and take care of our children, etc. These are important and necessary, but the buck always stops right here at the action word reverence. A man will allow his woman many, many faults as long as he knows that she thinks he is great. If she will just look into his face with adoration, if she is thankful to him for loving her, he will adore her. She can dress awful, be grossly overweight, have terrible hair, not cook so well, be a little lazy and dumb, and not be one bit pretty. But if she will just think and show that he is wonderful, he will love her. It sounds simplistic, but it is the way of a man with a maid. Women, on the other hand, want their husbands to perform. They expect them to be spiritual, hardworking, diligent, sensitive, and an attentive parent, or they will take personal offense and begin a campaign to change him into their image. I find it amazing that a woman would marry a man and then become angry because he continues to act like one. Elizabeth Elliot, in her book, Let Me Be a Woman, wrote to her daughter, I had been a widow for 13 years when the man who was to become your stepfather proposed. It seemed to me the miracle that could never happen. That any man had wanted me the first time was astonishing. I had gone through high school and college with very few dates. But to be wanted again was almost beyond imagination. I told this man that I knew there were women waiting for him who could offer him many things that I couldn't offer, things like beauty and money. But I said, there's one thing I can give you that no woman on earth can outdo me in, and that's appreciation. The perspective of widowhood had taught me that. As I cast around in my mind and heart for a way to define for my readers what it means to reverence a man, Elizabeth Elliot's letter to her daughter came to my mind. The very heart of reverence is extreme appreciation and profound thankfulness that this man, just as he is, has chosen to love me, just as I am. Elizabeth Elliot is a talented, lovely, successful woman, yet she chooses to honor with thankfulness the man who loves her. It is the state of her heart. My husband tells young men looking for wives that there is really only one absolutely necessary trait that the girl they marry must possess, a grateful heart. He tells them that the girl they choose must be joyful and thankful that you love her. The more she believes that she is fortunate that you chose her over others, the better the foundation for the true marriage of two souls. If she feels that you are lucky to get her, then you'd better run, because that woman is looking for her own helpmeet, and she thinks you are the one to fill the job. She will spend the rest of her life trying to change you. To reverence a husband is to be delighted and thankful, like the Purple Flowers PJ girl. It means that you must be the opposite of the don't mess up my hair girl, and that you believe in him enough to dream good things about him. You reverence him by teaching your sons and daughters that their daddy is the number one man, and then help them make a sign and hold it high so everyone can see how you think and feel about him. In summary, it is to believe that you are blessed for being loved by this wonderful man.